is the Writer's Almanac for Saturday. It's the 28th of April, 2012. It's the birthday of Harper Lee, born Monroeville, Alabama, 1926, author of To Kill a Mockingbird, which has sold more than 30 million copies since it came out in 1960. Harper Lee, who lives quietly today in Monroeville, where she is known as Miss Nell, she wrote, "I arrived in the first grade literate with a curious cultural assimilation of American history, romance, the Rover Boys, Rapunzel, and the Mobile Press. Why this precocity? Because in my hometown, a remote village in the early 1930s, youngsters had little to do but read. Now, 75 years later, in an abundant society where people have laptops, cell phones, iPods, and minds like empty rooms, I still plod along with books. Instant information is not for me. I prefer to search library stacks because when I work to learn something, I remember it." It's the birthday of Alice Waters, born Chatham, New Jersey, 1944. She was 27 years old. She had no restaurant experience whatsoever when she opened Chez Panisse, her San Francisco restaurant centered on fresh, local ingredients. Alice Waters, who's written 10 books, including The Art of Simple Food. She wrote, "Our full humanity is contingent on our hospitality. We can be complete only when we are giving something away." It's the birthday of the playwright Robert Anderson, born in New York City, 1917, was sent off to boarding school. He was lonely there, fell in love with an older woman, and years later wrote a play about a lonely, sensitive young man at an all-boys boarding school whose classmates decide that he's gay and make his life miserable. His one friend is Laura, an older woman who is supposed to offer him tea and sympathy but ends up sleeping with him. The play was called Tea and Sympathy, and it was a big hit in 1953. And it's the birthday of the poet Caroline Forché, born in Detroit, 1950, author of a book of poems about El Salvador in the midst of its civil war, a book called The Country Between Us. Caroline Forché, who said, "No one is a great poet because she is a miserable drunk. No one is a great poet because he has had a nervous breakdown. Suffering, however, can be experienced as a curse or a blessing. The luckiest is the one who can experience it as a blessing." Here's a poem for today by Dana Joya, The Heart of the Matter. The heart of the matter, the ghost of a chance, a tremor, a fever, an ache in the chest, the moth and the candle beginning their dance, a cool white sheet on which nothing will rest. Come sit beside me, I've waited alone, what you need to confess I already know. The scent of your shame is a heavy cologne that lingers for hours after you go. The dregs of the bottle, the end of the line, the laggard, the loser, the last one to know, the unfinished book, the dead-end sign, and last summer's garden buried in snow. The Heart of the Matter by Dana Joya, from Pity the Beautiful, published by Grey Wolf Press and used by permission here on the Writer's Almanac. Supported by the Poetry Foundation, partners with the National Arts Endowment in Poetry Out Loud, a national poetry recitation contest for high school students. You can visit poetryfoundation.org for more information. A few cabins still remain on sale for this summer's Prairie Home Companion cruise, 11 days on Holland America's Rhinedom, around Spain, Portugal, and Morocco, August 18th through the 29th. More information at prairiehome.org. Engineered by Noah Smith, be well, do good work, and keep in touch.